사지주나 제지제나나 샹주바두다니 야수지 나기 주니에 집에서 남지 졸라벤지 산지주바쇼 제단저지 제남나 샹주바두다니 야수지 나기 주니에 집에서 남지 드라람 벤치에 산제 주바요 산제 제단 저지 제난나 잔주 바두 다니 야수지 나기 주니 집에서 남제 드라람 벤치에 산제 주바요
Namo laye ke na lu ta nu jin ke lu ma ta ta me ye ke na ta lu wa ku je ta na se na ta je ke do da ki chu du do ta ju lu mo pe ja tu chen na su za ni ma
Many of you have come on this Sunday morning. Thank you.
Yeah. That ni ta nga so mei lu ten sa che wo re mei sen ni ba che wo re an ti ko de an nga so chu lu yo je ya de chang chang chu lu yo je ke che wo re in bo ru wa
at this point in time we have the human basis and this human basis possesses a human mind which has so many abilities and so much potential So it's very important that we utilize this human mind with all of its potential for something which is lasting and beneficial. And that's why it is important to practice Dharma or religion.
ane dewa ge jure tsendel ji bu yong gre se shima penjil ji bu yong gre la da me de zang yong gre ta ba yong gre sa je yong gre wo de song du gre ma ba
So what is the meaning of dharma practice or of being a dharma practitioner the meaning of this to have the idea in one's mind that like ourselves all sentient beings wish to have happiness so because all sentient beings wish to have happiness it's necessary to find the causal factors out for happiness and to find out the causal factors for suffering and try to abandon the causal factors for the unpleasant states and try to take on the practice of behaviors which will lead one to pleasant states. So it's necessary to engage in an analysis to find out what those causal factors are. And if one can produce them, then the ability to be reborn in the higher realms as a human demigod and god is possible and the ability to achieve nirvana for oneself alone up to unsurpassable true complete enlightenment. All of these are possible based on this human mind and its potential. So the meaning of practice is to look for the causal factors of the things that we desire in the long run and then try to participate in the activities which will bring us to those desired goals.
Oje ta nga so ati sha ke lan dro tu sun dro re lan dro ge tin re ma tam bu de le ane ka so re kon ju so la jiao sun ru gu ne ne le de ya bu sun de ba du sha dang ya bu je ba yin na nge sun le je ge ma re den dro dro re so o de sun bu re ma re
So in the first section of the text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment for Lord Atisha, he deals with particular ways in which one can achieve the rebirth into the higher realms and states that first one must have a very stable foundation and refuge, an understanding of the law of cause and effect or karma and its effects, and behavior modification based on that understanding, then coupled with purification of downfalls through confession of downfalls or through a confession type practice or acknowledgement of downfalls translators know, acknowledgement is more of is a better translation than confession, because it's not as loaded as the word confession. So the second section of this text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, deals with the teachings that are shared in common with beings of medium capacity. So the first was beings of small capacity, the second is beings of medium capacity. And these are the lesser vehicle practitioner, or the Hinayanists. And the way that they achieve their goal of liberation for themselves alone is by reliance upon the three higher trainings, the higher training in ethical behavior, the higher training in concentration, and the higher training in wisdom. And these higher trainings are also called the highest higher trainings. So one must have the wisdom realizing emptiness that is brought about through utilizing emptiness as the object of observation for one's single-pointed concentration practice. And once one achieves single-pointed concentration using emptiness as his or her object of observation, then this progresses one on the path towards the state of liberation. So it's necessary for the medium scope practitioner to have a practice of the three higher trainings, particularly the higher training in wisdom, which uses emptiness as its topic of analysis, and the concentration, which uses emptiness as its object of observation, and ethical behavior in order to build a foundation for those two.
Tony to be sure to the Lojo de Chuna Debatuans in the Enzires. T. Joshua Latene led on Yumo Bajeti, Duari to call Kudia Tawa de Denzire. That is Tony to be sure of Gungaina, Denzil Nevandore, Denzig and Joe Yumo Bata, Dungangane, Taba Yungres, Mundores.
So, how does this work? How is this process possible? It's through the recognition that phenomena are not truly established or are not truly existent, which serves as an antidote to the disturbing emotions or to the afflictions. So the mistaken view is the view that all phenomena are truly established, and then through recognition of this mistaken view, then one grasps at true existence. So it's the grasping at true existence which must be abandoned, and the antithesis of that, or opposite of that, which is the understanding of the lack of true existence or lack of true establishment, serves as an antidote and allows one to eventually achieve liberation because of the ability to dispel mistaken views. So if one uses emptiness or the nature of reality as the object of observation for his or her single-pointed concentration, then this slowly abandons the negative afflictions and allows one to slowly achieve the state of liberation, or the state of nirvana. It's through dependence or reliance upon the wisdom, the realization of emptiness.
Tony to be shared in Yandula, Kajuare, Ta, and then Shanchu Santa, and then Shanchu Sangu Waters, Marbe, Shanchu San Yanaji Waters.
So it is possible for the wisdom realizing emptiness to serve as an antidote to the afflictive obstructions. And the afflictive obstructions, or the coarse afflictions, that's a loose, it's really translation, it's called afflictive obstructions. can be abandoned. And once those afflictive obstructions are abandoned, one can achieve the state of liberation or nirvana. But there are still the remainder of the imprints of those actual imprints, or the afflictive obstructions. And those are the obstructions to omniscience. And those cannot be eradicated by reliance solely upon the wisdom realizing emptiness. That must be, the wisdom realizing emptiness must be coupled with method, which is in this particular case, bodhicitta. And this is what differentiates the medium scope with the great scope. The great scope includes all of the topics of the medium scope, but also has at the root of it the mind that aspires to enlightenment, or bodhicitta. So if one couples the wisdom realizing emptiness with the mind that aspires to enlightenment, or bodhicitta, then it becomes possible for he or she to eradicate the obstructions to omniscience, which are the imprints of the afflictive obstructions that are still left over. And once those are eradicated, then he or she will become a complete Buddha. The only way one can achieve the complete status is through having a union of method and wisdom, or a union of the wisdom realizing emptiness and the mind that aspires to enlightenment, and various other meritorious activities which fall into the category of method. So how does one cultivate the mind that aspires to enlightenment? This cultivation takes place through two different lineages of instruction. The first, the seven-point cause and effect for achieving bodhicitta, or for achieving the realization of bodhicitta, and the second, equalizing and exchanging self and others. These are two causal vehicles that will lead one to the realization of bodhicitta. So once one cultivates the mind that aspires to enlightenment, or bodhicitta, at that point he or she can engage in two different practices, or two different vehicles of practice, one being the perfection vehicle and the other being the tantric vehicle, or the esoteric vehicle. So these two vehicles can be practiced if one generates the mind that aspires to enlightenment, or bodhicitta. So, in the perfection vehicle, when we're speaking of the perfection vehicle, it's necessary for the practitioner to engage in the three higher trainings. And the three higher trainings are the highest higher trainings in ethics, the highest higher training in concentration, and the highest higher training in wisdom. We've already gone over the highest higher training in ethics and the highest higher training in concentration, and we've arrived at the section which gives explanation of the highest higher training in wisdom. So that's where we will start from today. Dun Yurube. Yabudu. Then in Tambo, Shidri Pantugumar, Nudri Pantugu. Shirajilaba
Shirajilaba Gugris. Shirajilaba Mena, Nudibu Pumotugumaris. Shiro Paru Shinjudna, Jay Diva Simanjurus. Shiro Paru Shibijuadna Tena, Numoba the Shi Diva Pontugumaris. Things on Shirajilaba Guris. Gubi Jusentris. Pamut.
So there are seven reasons for the necessity of this wisdom realizing emptiness, or wisdom, the highest higher training in wisdom. And the first is that without the highest higher training in wisdom, it is not possible to eradicate even the afflictive obstructions, and it's not possible to eradicate even the imprints of those, because the afflictive obstructions themselves cannot be eradicated. So the first reason for the importance of the highest higher training in wisdom is that the afflictive obstructions cannot be eradicated, nor can their imprints. Okay, so I just wanted to make sure that I translated correctly. So there are these seven sections relative to the importance of wisdom, the highest higher training in wisdom. So the first is one that was explained. The second is that wisdom alone cannot allow one to eradicate the obstructions to omniscience. It's necessary to couple that wisdom with method, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment, in order to achieve the complete state of Buddhahood. So the second is, wisdom alone is not sufficient. So the third section is, what are the divisions or meaning of the wisdom, and what are the divisions or meaning of the method, which are necessary to have a union of in order to achieve the goal. And one thing I forgot to translate before is, just when, for the previous one, where it's not sufficient to have only emptiness, the quote previously mentioned from the Madhyamika Avatara is that the golden goose cannot fly over the ocean to the other side without the two wings, just like the practitioner cannot go to the other side of cyclic existence without the two wings of method and wisdom. So I believe that we've arrived at the 48th stanza in the 44. That's 4 and 8 sound very similar in Tibetan. We've arrived at 44, and let me just find it in my text.
That's Shero Garere, Tau Garere. Shero Inaga, Tau Inaga Zurisana, what there is. Shero Gantan, Tau Ganshi. Tazuntan, Bombizer, Tau Dantan, Shero G, Yanda Yo Sevajas. Tauzi Garere, Shero Garere, Tau Inaga Zur, Shero Inaga, Tuba Yoris, Tuba Gabi Shedo, and eh, Shero Dan, Tau Dan.
Okay, so at 44 it says, to eliminate doubts concerning what is called wisdom and what skillful means, I shall make clear the difference between skillful means and wisdom. And here, this is basically what was previously described. What are the divisions of method? What is the nature of our definition of method? What are the divisions of wisdom and the nature of our definition of wisdom? So here, the reason that the great master is stating that he is going to explain them is to eliminate any doubts in the practitioner's mind. So in order to eliminate doubts, it's necessary to have an understanding of these things. So this is here, Atisha states that he shall make a clear difference between skillful means and wisdom by explaining the two carefully.
어제 다더니마 제주 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 되네 제주로와 싱아로와 싱아들에 다 터가르 터가르스나 터스겐드 가르주고로 최소 주권이 지나는 소 조규라진 주제 조국 주들 터스고 말고 대신 파신 조근하네 터가지요아르 셔러가지요아르스나 셔러지 버르시마데 안에 외송지 저봐 셔러지 버르디시마 마인비 파신 넘어가요로 Jimba Tsutin Zoba, Santin, Tenga de Torres. Chiro Parishin Bombi, Jimbi Parishin Lasu, Gijuna Tanjita, Javana Tos Mete. What the second war? Shindugan, Shiroj Pashin Mahimbi, Shiroj Pashin Jimbi, Pashin Tamunga de Torres.
So in 45 it says, apart from the perfection of wisdom, all virtuous practices, such as the perfection of giving, are ascribed as skillful means by the victorious one. So here, when we're speaking of the six perfections, or the six the six practices to take one to the other side, is a more literal translation. So the six practices, when we look at the first five of those practices, the perfection of generosity, perfection of ethics, the perfection of patience, the perfection of effort, and the perfection of concentration, all of these five fall into the category of method. So here where it says skillful means, this is referring to method. So the final one of the six perfections obviously is wisdom and the perfection of wisdom. So here Atisha states that all virtuous practices such as the perfection of giving, here such as refers to also the other four of the five perfections which fall into the category of method.
Shiraj Pashin Mahimbi Pashin Tambunga Tauris. Ta Yimbi Jusen Karasana, Chuzo Jukunizan, Zugu Lajin Jujiri.
Zugu
Jujuris.
Tuchan.
They is not Tauris.
I forgot one thing, Rimche understood in English. So what does the actual method produce? The method produces the form body. Or the robokaya. So the form body is produced by method. So the first five perfections which one can engage in fall into the category of method. So this method creates the actual form body or robokaya.
Oh yeah. That don't need to be shira de shira res, ishiga tsu res. The image you think are resana, chuzo jukunizan and tsu.
So the wisdom realizing emptiness actually creates the collection of exalted wisdom. The collection of exalted wisdom produces the Dharmakaya, or the actual truth body. This is what the wisdom realizing emptiness causes. And just quickly to go back for anyone who's writing this down, the method causes the robokaya, or form body, and wisdom causes the dharmakaya, or truth body.
Then tiba chimbuk jil denba ni truth, lan kaz thashi ni mette vyasun. Rebi ikasu chuzo chuku ni dharmakaya to robokaya riba. Jil denba ni lan thashi ni
So it is stated that there are two truths and two paths of method and wisdom, and through the two paths of method and wisdom, lam tabshe ni dene.
So
the two truths of conventional truth and ultimate truth, and the two paths of method and wisdom produce the actual Buddhahood and two bodies. So here the meaning of this is the two truths of conventional and ultimate truth. Method falls into the category of conventional truth, wisdom falls into the category of ultimate truth, and the paths, engaging in the paths of this union of method and wisdom, produces the two bodies. So this is was stated in scripture, the two bodies being the form body and the truth body, or the Robokaya and the Dharmakaya. So number 46 states, whoever, under the influence of familiarity, with skillful means cultivates wisdom, will quickly attain enlightenment, not just by meditating on selflessness. So here it says, whoever under the influence of familiarity, let me just check the Tibetan real quick. Okay, so here in the Tibetan, they use the word gom. So familiarity here is also meditation. But the more literal translation isn't meditation, it's familiarization. So this is why Ruth Sonam used familiarity, because it's a better translation. But I just wanted to make it clear for people who didn't know that, because that's an English thing. Whoever under the influence of familiarity with skillful means cultivates wisdom will quickly attain enlightenment, not just by meditating on selflessness. So here it states that the practitioner who, under the influence of meditation or familiarity with skillful means, cultivates wisdom. So if one has method and wisdom together, he or she will quickly attain enlightenment. So reliance upon just wisdom or just meditating on selflessness is not sufficient. So this is why it states not just by meditating on selflessness. It's necessary to have a union of method and wisdom, not just wisdom. The next section is also dealing with wisdom. And first, we're going to just read through these stanzas.
46.
47.
47.
Understanding emptiness of inherent existence. Through realizing that the aggregates, constituents, and sources are not produced is described as wisdom.
Okay.
So here it says understanding emptiness of inherent existence through realizing that the aggregates, so the five aggregates, the six constituents, and the juni, sources, juni.
Pobongaro, five aggregates.
Hakoson.
Jiche juni.
Jiche, geche. Okay, sources.
Jiche juni is java in the roa. Make an obola super true. Troji, Zuji Jijine, Chi Jiji was Troji, Jiji Juni Marbe. Make an obo, nigh obo,
Drew.
Ji obo, Luigi obo, Ej obo Truro, Nagi Jiji True. She Jiji to Zuji Jiji, Dai Jiji, Duran Zuji had Marbe.
Okay.
Zuji Jiji, Dai Jiji, Ti Jiji,
Ruji Jiji, Reja Jiji,
Chi Jiji, Jiji Juni's Lyrics.
Okay. So here the aggregates are the five aggregates, the six constituents, and the 12 sources. So here this refers to the five aggregates and the six constituents. The 12 sources refer to the eye source, the miki wambo, nai wambo, che, the sense power. Actually, they call it sense power. It's more a more literal translation is eye sense power, nose sense power, tongue sense power, tactiles, our body sense power, eye, ear, nose. What did I miss? Mouth or tasting sense power, and
body sense power.
And the mind sense power. So those are the six. And then there are six sources. So the forms or the sources are the actual object of the smelling. So the eye source, the nose source, the ear source, the tongue source, the tactile source, and the mental source. So these are the objects of the actual powers. So they're it's in the logic primer. There's a whole section on these things. If one wants to look further about the meaning of these, just a translator's note. You can find it in Debate in Tibetan Buddhism.
Can you enumerate the aggregates, the constituents, and the sources one more time?
There are five aggregates, six constituents, and 12 sources. Rinpoche didn't list the aggregates. Okay. They just gave numbers. He listed the sources, but didn't list the constituents and so forth. So when we speak of selflessness here, and the sources are not produced, according to the Madhyamika Prasangika school, there are two kinds of selflessness. There's selflessness of person and selflessness of phenomena. So these are the two different kinds of selflessness according to the middle way consequence school. The selflessness of person refers to the emptiness or the lack of true establishment of sentient beings, for instance, or of beings, so the lack of the true establishment or true existence of beings. So this is the selflessness of person. Selflessness of phenomenon refers to anything that is not person, which is necessarily phenomena. So here, that which is not person and is necessarily phenomenon, the emptiness of that object falls into the category, the emptiness of any of those objects is the selflessness of phenomena. So this is the distinction between the two. One is a being, and the other is non-being. So this is how we differentiate selflessness, being and non-being.
Dai jiji dai hearing, dad nashi gorva da, da, zo jiji dai jiji, tri jiji karza, sama.
Smelling.
Smelling. Then reji jiji.
Feel, tactile sensation. Tactile sensation.
Tajin ji, ane, lu jiji reja ro.
Reja.
Reja tajin marwa.
Ro, tasting.
Tasting ji.
Tongue.
What the?
Tongue sense power.
Mental.
So So the icon, for instance, when we look at the six sense powers and the six sources, the icon, for instance, the eye consciousness has the eye sense power, and it apprehends the source of its apprehension is form, such as colors and shapes. So the source of the object of apprehension of the eye consciousness, which is powered by the eye sense power, is a form, which would be a color or a shape. The ear consciousness, which is powered by the ear sense power, apprehends a hearing source, so any sort of hearing. So this is the way that these are break down in their functions. So they're hearing. So this is a hearing source, which the bell ringing itself is the hearing source, the dry geche, the hearing source. This is the basic meaning, and we will use the word etc. Rinpoche used that for the rest of them. So there is the, when we look at consciousness, there are the six consciousness: eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, tactile consciousness, and mental consciousness. And the six sense powers, which are connected to those six consciousness, the eye sense power, the nose sense power, the ear sense power, the tongue sense power, the body or tactile sense power, and the mental sense power. And they, the sense powers, which power the consciousness, have the six apprehensions or objects of apprehension, or six sources, and those sources are the form source, the hearing source, the smelling source, the touching source, the tasting source, and the mental source. So mental imagery and so forth. So mental source. This is what is meant by the six sources and six powers, which equal 12. The Pumbonga Dang Jiche Juni Kansa Mayimbi Chu Yimba Chu Yinde Kansa Mayimbi Chu Yimbi Che The Kansa
Mayimbi Chu Res
Chu Gidame Yimbe Che
The Dema Maruba De Chu Gidame
Chujidame yimbiche. Kansa mayinde. Kansa mayinde.
Kansa mayimbi chure.
Pumbunga po mayimbi che.
Chichi juni di chure res.
Okay.
Kansa mayimbi che. Yueba yinzaan chure zilo de res.
Less so. Okay, so the five aggregates themselves and the 12 sources fall into the category of phenomena, which is not being or person. So what category do these 12 sources fall into? They fall into the category of phenomena, which is not person. It is not person, therefore it falls into the category of the selflessness of phenomena. So that selflessness of those objects fall into the category of selflessness of phenomenon because those objects are not being. And if they are not being, they are necessarily not selflessness of person. If it is not selflessness of person and it is phenomena, it is necessarily selflessness of phenomena. So this is the reason for this, and this is the category that the five aggregates, the six constituents, and the 12 sources fall into.
That bumbo can does can say as it was. Can the juji jaws, 18. Can juji, can juji yours. And the Kotanga juji remas, Nekabukayo, and me kakata remas, and double doubles. Can juji yours. Can. Pombo, can. Pombunga, can juji, piagget, can 18. Jiji juni, 12.
Ale, the can drew your mare.
Can drew, can drew.
Can't do it,
can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it, can't do
Okay, dene de kam juje. Juje. Okay, so when we when we look at a more literal enumeration, the aggregates are five. The constituents can be divided into 18 actual categories of constituents.
제시 주니 봄보 칸
18
주제 칸 주제 18 봄보 파이겟 칸 주제 제시 주니 제시 주니 가르스나 다 시 드노 드자고로
So the then the sources are the 12, and that was the 12 that were previously explained, the 6 and 6. So the constituents themselves will be 18 constituents.
Ta khan juje de garis na le la boris de. Tene
kale kale.
Ten wan bi khan tu, on bi khan tu ta ge don sa boris. Me ge on bo, nai on bo, nai on bo, ji on bo, le ji on bo, yi ji on bo ta ge don sa roa. Te tu de le, ten on bi khan tu, on bi khan tu ris.
On bi khan tu. Constituent,
be calm. Constituent. Okay. Sense power. Then it drew the zoo, jiji, die, jiji, the zoo, zoojikan, zoo, jiji, zoo, kans, me, die, jiji, die, kan, then kanga double it. Tama drew with the less, can't drew. Jiji drews in that degree, can't drews in that jibarit.
So here the constituents are divided, if we do it literally, into the constituent, the six constituents of the sense powers. So as that's basically meaning the eye sense power, ear sense power, nose sense power, tongue sense power, body sense power, and mental sense power. So the six constituents of sense power, the six constituents of consciousness. So the eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, tactile or body consciousness, and mental consciousness. And then the six sources, which we just went over. The constituent of the six sources that we just went over, the form source, zui getchi, dry getchi, dry getchi, form source, the sound source, the smell source, dry getchi, roi getchi, the tasting source, reijai getchi, the tactile source, and the mind source. Mental image source, I think, is a more image source of imagery, something like that. Image is the kind of idea we want with the mental source. It's more, the word's more of an image. But anyway, that's just a side note, my anal translation. Okay, so that is the 18. So if this is the reason it's necessary to study the logic primer, because all of these things are explained thoroughly in the logic primer. So the first two subjects of study are the logic primer, and then the mind and awareness, Lorig. And we can find in these first two things that are studied, we can find it, the reason for it, right here in Atisha's text, because he makes mention of it in a condensed format, and assuming that the reader would have already understood all of those other things, because this is far more advanced than those. So there are these two types of selflessness. So these five aggregates, the 18 constituents, the six sources, all of these things, fall into the category of selflessness of phenomena, or selflessness of phenomena, which is necessarily not a person or not a being. So if these had been person or had been a person or being or persons or beings, then it would fall into the category of selflessness of person. So that's how you differentiate between selflessness of person and selflessness of phenomena. Anything which is phenomenon but necessarily not person has selflessness of phenomena.
Ani chui dang kaza denpa chuban zimbi denzin de e nor res. Tegi ju sheba la ten nyo mochi le sa ne kuwa lu kuya res. Wad da tabi kuwa le chui che do ane sanji ki dami nye sunba res. Ane panin da wad tabi karzi chanda kiti oman juwi kosu dami nde nye ruwa nang chui shir. Chui dang kaza yi nang nye suns. Ruwa na kuwa lu chui che do ane sanji ki kaza ki dami dang chui ji dami nye sunba res.
So this has been stated by the Buddha that there are the two, the selflessness of person and selflessness of phenomena. And this is why it is stated by Chandrakirti, the Umajupa Garinala, in the Madhyamika Avatara that in the sixth chapter of the Madhyamika Avatara, Chandrakirti states that cyclic existence is fueled by the mistaken understanding of two things, the selflessness of phenomena and selflessness of person. So the misunderstanding these two things, or having the opposite view of selflessness of these two things, fuels cyclic existence. So not only can we find it stated directly from the Buddha about these two kinds of selflessness, we also find it in the Madhyamika Avatara, where Chandrakirti states that cyclic existence is fueled by these two.
Dendru,
me, hla, papa, okay.
Sanji papa, nitu papa, raji papa. What do you think of that is?
So when we speak of being or person, the tsansang kansak person, lagadu, NGK, person, being, nicha, chipa.
Sansara being. Samsara being is in the kui kansa marwa.
Kui kansa, samsaric, cyclic existence, being in cyclic existence. Samsara is sandrake.
Yeah, samsara being. Then aya being. Or then tasukan kansa rohs.
So when we speak of being or person, and there are beings or person of in cyclic existence and those who are not in cyclic existence, or samsaric beings and non-samsaric beings. So human beings fall into the category of being or person. Animals fall into the category of being or person. Gods fall into the category of being or person. And also Aryas fall into the category of being or person. For instance, here Aryas, or here superiors, solitary realizer Aryas, or solitary realizer superiors, and Bodhisattva Aryas, or Bodhisattva superiors, all of the and Buddha superiors, all of these types of all of these objects fall into the category of being or person. So it is not just sentient beings, it is all beings all beings. So Kansak is the Tibetan, if anybody's interested. And Kansak, Kansak the definition of Kansak is Pumongapu Karunla Teni Tapi Chipo, is the having among the five aggregates. A person having among the five aggregates is a basic definition of being or person. So having among the five aggregates, and there's a whole reason. You can ask the question at question and answer time why it says among the five aggregates. So that's the definition of person or being, according to, it's actually in the logic primer.
karsa phampham bing bidwe.
Form, formless.
Kansung rwa. Jaze, depi kansa se na phampham nga yo rwa. Zuji kansa le phampham nga yo rwa. Zume kansa le phampham je ma tu yo.
Okay, questions now being answered. The, form, there are three different realms. There's the desire realm, the form realm, and the formless realm. Desire realm beings have five aggregates. Form realm beings have five aggregates. The formless realm beings do not have five aggregates. They only have four aggregates. They don't have form aggregate because they're in the formless realm. So they only have four aggregates. So. So the meaning of this is, why is it say among the five aggregates in the definition of person or being? The reason is because the formless realm inhabitants are beings, our person, but they only have four aggregates. They do not have all five aggregates. So this is the reason in the Tibetan it says karung, and in English this means among. I have among the five aggregates, or any of, or something like that. Among is how they always translate it. It's a little awkward. So among the five aggregates. So this is the reason for this. Rinpoche, karma ni deneng lansum gom.
Okay. Ancient dishes, meat, Pombo Kanda, Chichina, Joa member, Tujubi, Rajin Tony Shebane, Sherajin Yusushis Pombo Kanda, Chichina, Pombo Kanda, Chichina, Roa, Pombo Kanda, Chichina, and a Porti Same, Pombo Kanda, Chichina, Chujino, Chujin, Pombo Kan, Chichito Chujin. Jiwa meba tuji, jiwa meba sana, jiwa yu aris, denba dhubi jiwa yu mare, rajin ji dhubi jiwa yu maris, rajin ji dhubi jiwa meba tubi shiro de yu sun res, wadi sung marwe. Shiro, jiwa meba tujubi rajin tuni sheba nes, jiwa meba rajin tuni tubi shiro de ne, shiro jini yu su shis, yu sun da mati nyingna yu sun res.
So understanding emptiness of inherent existence through realizing that the aggregates, constituents, and sources are not produced is described as wisdom. So here, where it says not produced, when it's speaking of the aggregates, the constituents, and the sources, not produced refers to they are not inherently produced. They are not independently produced, exclusive of some sort of collection of dependents. So they are not independent. So this is the meaning of not produced here. It does not literally mean they are not produced or they are not born, because they are. The meaning is they have no inherent production. They have no independent production that is exclusive of its collection. So this is the meaning here. So understanding emptiness of inherent existence. So the production is empty of inherent existence. So this is the reason for the assertion or the statement. This is the reason for the statement that the sources are not produced. So we also know that it's necessary to have a union of both method and wisdom. But here they're describing what the actual wisdom is. So this wisdom realizing emptiness, so the wisdom understanding the nature of reality, produces the reason for this, the reason for the necessity of this is to produce the Dharmakaya, or the truth body, because the wisdom realizing emptiness produces the actual Dharmakaya. So this is the importance of it.
What the shiro seyate nikatul santangu was the tsuundil santangu waris, then the shiro mumbu waris.
So there are many kinds of, explanation and kinds of wisdom, but at the root of wisdom is this that has been explained, so please think about this.
Pumbo dan khan chichi denpa dhruban zibu lo dhulu lo shiris. Pumbo dan khan chichi denpa ma dhruba dhulu lo dhulu 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 dhulu
which one holds is that the aggregates are truly established, and that the constituents are truly established, and that the sources are truly established. Having the opposite understanding of this is understanding that the aggregates are not truly established, and the constituents are not truly established, and the sources are not truly established or not truly existent. So here, the understanding of this is called wisdom, is described as wisdom. So here, this is the meaning of wisdom according to this text.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Analysis.
Hearing, reflection, meditation, reflection. So we at this point don't have clairvoyance, so we can't just directly perceive things. We have to rely upon intellect. We have to rely upon analysis in order to understand these things. We have to use logic. And if we use logic and we engage in analysis, then we can gain the wisdom which arises through reflection. And then once we have the wisdom which arises from reflection, which is after the wisdom that arises from hearing, once we have that, then we've arrived at the state of inferential prime cognition, or inferential valid cognition, jpagtsema. So from there, we can then convert that wisdom into the wisdom realized through meditation. So the reflection brings us to the state of inferential prime cognition, or inferential valid cognition. And then the next step is the actual meditation itself. So the wisdom arisen from meditation. So we're going to arrive, and we will come to many explanations in the future of this emptiness, or of the lack of true establishment. And we can find many texts which have explanations of this, or analysis of this. Many texts such as the Mulya Madhyamika Karika by Nagarjuna, which is called the entrance to the Tsawa Sherup, Mulya Madhyamika Karika. The root wisdom is the text by Nagarjuna, the root of wisdom. It's called something else, but it's the Mulya Madhyamika Karika in Sanskrit, and then also the Madhyamika Avatara by Chandrakirti, and the Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge. In the Heart Sutra we can find it. In Shanti Deva's text, the Bodhichara Avatara, there's a ninth chapter on wisdom. So all of these particular texts give explanation of the wisdom, but the wisdom particular to the Madhyamika Prasangika. Yomarik, do you have to make that? The karma nga yare.
Okay. So
when we speak of the emptiness, and we speak of the five aggregates, the wisdom that understands this, we can engage in an analysis that is as follows. We can try to find out where I is. So we say I, we refer to ourselves. When I say I, I'm talking about I, Jeff, I. We will look for this I. Is Jeff, or is the I my foot? Is the I my leg? Is the I my head? Is the I my hand? So once one tries to find out where this I abides, it will not be possible to find out. So one will arrive at the conclusion that the I is not truly established. The I is not exclusive. The I is not truly existence. It relies upon other factors. Is our happiness or our suffering I? Where am I? So this is what we need to think. But maybe it's possible if we think this way, then we will come up with the idea that we don't exist. But this is not sufficient because I get sick and I don't feel well and I have suffering and I have happiness. So these things do happen. So we can't state that the I is non-existent, that there is no existent, there is a non-existent being here. We cannot state that because this I perceives things and has emotions and so forth. So where is this I? This I is nominally designated or imputed upon a collection of five aggregates, but is not exclusive of them. So there are the five aggregates, which are the collection, and then the I is nominally designated or posited on that collection. So it's very similar to a mirror, for instance. When we have a mirror and we look at the mirror, then we'll see a picture of our face in the mirror. But the mirror itself does not hold us or does not hold the eye. It is just a reflection of ourselves in that actual mirror. So it's a picture of ourselves. So that picture itself is not the eye. It's independence upon the collection of the perception of the picture and the actual mirror itself, which is giving the reflection of it, which allows the picture to take place. All of these things coming together to create a collection. The eye itself is very similar to the mirror because this eye is dependent upon a collection of the aggregates that we nominally designate this or that on. Chapter Chutsu Juchi Dang Karma Jung Ah Gomja. So this is very good. Slowly you will understand these things.